Well, we're at Talking Vol Sports. We have volleyball players with us this evening. The volleyball team has had a great year. They're 27-9 going into the regional tournament, which will be at Logan this Friday and Saturday. And they, you know, we talk about winning streaks. They've won 32 consecutive GRAC matches in the conference. It's been over 2.5 years since they've lost one match in the conference.
And these two here? Yeah. You're talking about these two here have been on that streak? Unbelievable. Congratulations.
We have Cameron Solman with us. Cameron, how's it feel to be a part of a streak like that?
It feels pretty good. I mean, our team is really good, so I mean, same as last year.
Dude, let me ask you this. When you're on this kind of a streak, on this kind of a record, is it talked about? I mean, do you talk about it, or do you just go out, it's business as usual, you just take care of business? You don't sit around and say, hey, we've won 24. You know, you don't do that, do you? You just go about your business, right?
I mean, sometimes we talk about it, but not really. We just go about our business.
Yeah. And and her partner here, which she said we could call her AB, but we can't do that because people would say, well, who the heck is, you know, Alanis Blue, right? Did I say that right? And from Advance, Missouri. And it says here that, and Ron would know, that you're ranked 6th in the nation in digging holes or ditches. Is that, do I have that right?
Well, digging balls, I guess.
Oh yeah. I got it. It's volleyball. I told you you'd have fun on this show. See?
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Yeah. And so you're ranked 6th in the nation in, did you know that coming in?
No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah. No. Now you do.
Oh,
how you do?
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and we have others. Kim Hall couldn't be with us this evening, but she's been first in sets, in her serves for contest. She's dropped into second place right now. Cameron is third place in hitting percentage. So, these, you know, there's probably 600-700 volleyball players in this division, and these are, you know, two of the top.
Yeah. The championship game is Saturday at 1. Logan is the number one seed, plays at 4 p.m. Friday. The winner of Wabash Valley and Kaskaskia. How do you see, and either one of you can answer this, how do you see this tournament going? I mean, do you feel confident that this is yours to win, or are there people, you know, Wabash, Kaskaskia, have they given you problems this year? I mean, just give me a thought of overall what you're thinking about.
I mean, we're pretty confident, but like every time we play a team, the first time we beat them, but around the second time, it's like they play better and harder. So,
well, that's only natural. You come in there and kick their butt, and then they're going to come in the next time and know you're the butt kickers. So they're not going to that makes sense. But the number one seed, Alanis, any pressure there?
I mean, of course it's going to be a little pressure going in. Like, we haven't lost, you know, to a conference team in a while. And so it's the end of season. They're obviously, like, out to beat us,
right,
out for us. So it is a lot of pressure, but we just have to be confident going in. And it's at Logan, so that's even more exciting.
Sure.
And confident with our skills.
And I don't know if you knew this or not, but when you guys walked past me, you both have bullseyes on your back. Did you know that? I don't know who put those on there, but you both have bullseyes. And you're right, it's at home, so 4 p.m. Friday, we need a good crowd turning out for you guys, right?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
They've had good crowds this year, have really been some outstanding crowds. Now, a 4 o'clock on a Friday, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, there's a lot of people that'll want to get there. For that, they'll say, got to leave a little early, boss. I've got to catch the Logan volleyball action at 4. Logan's 27-9. Third straight, as Ron said, third straight GRAC title at 14-0, and 32 consecutive Great Rivers Athletic Conference matches. And you're both sophomores.
Yeah.
Does it seem like, you know, sometimes athletes say, wow, the season just flew by. Does it seem like?
Yeah. It flew by. It really did. Yeah. Can't believe it's the end.
Yeah. So, well, it's not the end.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not yet.
The end.
It's not.
Yeah. Well, if they win the regional, we feel confident they will. But if they win that, they will host a sub-sectional, which will bring teams from Iowa, Missouri, and several states in, and that will be a tough thing, but it'll be at home.
Yeah.
It will not be at Logan because of the Autumn Fest, but it will be at Carterville High School.
Oh.
So they have a nice facility.
Told you, you guys are looking around like, how does he know? I told you, he knows everything.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, Ron probably set that up with a phone call this afternoon. But Carter, have you been to Carterville High School yet?
No, I haven't.
It's beautiful. You'll love it there. It's just like home. It's in Carterville, so it's sort of like being at home, you know. But I think, personally, they should just go ahead and have it while the Autumn Fest is going on. I think that would really be cool. You know, people would be looking for crafts and stuff like that, and boom, you know, you
it'd
dig
be a fun time.
Yeah,
just do
you
it.
Dig a
yeah.
volleyball out, and you think, oh, this is a pumpkin. It's not going to, you know. But here's the deal. It seems like the team, and I'm just judging this on a small sample size because of YouTube, but it seems like you guys have a lot of fun, and the team is very, very close. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Very close. Like, I mean, we have so much team bonding that we have no choice but to be close.
Yeah. Well, that, and Coach Burnsides and everybody makes that so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so much easier when you are, it's like a family. I know that's cliche, but they say, you know, the Logan way and, you know, be like a family and things like that. But it makes it easier, doesn't it?
Yeah. We're really close. Yeah. We all love each other.
Okay. All
right. You know, they practice in the morning, too. Early morning, they're out there practicing.
I get it out of the way. Yeah. How early do you go?
Sometimes it's like earliest is 8:30, and then sometimes we'll come in at 10. So it just really depends.
But 8:30 is the ones you really like, right?
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, earliest.
Sure.
Is there a lot of running involved? Because I said, well, we could run out here tonight. And you said, I don't have my running shoes. You know, but are you guys in pretty good shape?
Had a workout this morning. So.
Really? Had a workout this morning? Okay. Yeah. All right. Ron, anything?
Well, I was just wondering about this. We have one of the top diggers in the nation, mm-hmm. Ranked number 6, 500 and some digs on the season. Mm-hmm. How many of those did you hit the floor for?
Probably quite a lot, honestly. I don't know, really.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's part of the deal.
Sure.
Going down to get the ball, but yeah. I mean, that's a lot of...
Right.
Smashes to the floor.
Yeah. Do you wear like knee pads and elbow pads?
I wear knee pads, but not elbow pads.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Do you get, I mean, after a game, are you pretty bruised up and stuff, hitting the deck that many times?
Usually after tournaments, I'm pretty bruised up and have floor burns everywhere, but games aren't as bad.
Yeah. And how do you get to be that good at doing that? I mean, as a baby, you just run across the carpet and throw yourself at stuff or what?
I played volleyball pretty much my whole life, so I'm not afraid to get on the floor and, like, have, like, bumps and bruises. I'm not. It doesn't, like, hurt me, really.
Right.
But just lots of practice, I guess.
Yeah. And then, of course, Cameron is one of the top hitters. So do you guys, like, go out at practice, like, and say, okay, try to get this by me. And, you know, you dig it and she hits it and, you know, just like that kind of thing.
We have times where, like, the hitters will be hitting at us. I'm like, come on, hit it at me. Let's go. I'm ready.
Yeah. So you antagonize.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. You antagonized me as soon as you got here. You know? But it sounds like you guys have a lot of fun. And 27-9, that's pretty, you know, that's a pretty heady record. I mean, that's pretty good in anybody's book. But the Grack stuff, when you're undefeated there, because that's not an easy league, is it?
No.
Who's the toughest team you played? Cameron, don't duck away from them.
In the conference?
Yeah. Who's the toughest Grack team that gave you the most fits?
I say Lincoln Trail.
Lincoln Trail?
That or Lakeland.
Yeah.
One
too
of
bad.
Those two.
Too bad neither one of those are here now. isn't that a shame? Yeah. Because it's Wabash Valley and Kaskaskia. So Logan is the number one seed, plays at 4:00 Friday versus the winner of Wabash and Kaskaskia. And then the championship game is Saturday at 1:00. Do you? Let me just ask you, you didn't know about that changeover. Does that bother you that if you host that sub-regional, you're at Carterville? It's almost like a neutral side, but it's still a home game.
I mean...
Does that bother you?
Not really, because, like, we don't have that long bus ride to another place. So it's like a 5-minute drive, so it shouldn't bother us, really. It might be a little different atmosphere, but I think we'll still do well.
Yeah.
And I think the same amount of fans who would have gone to the... At your gym, we'll go over to Carterville.
Sure.
Not that far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe we could, you know, like tell them that something else is happening in there, and a bunch of people come up and show up like there's a big concert going there, you know. And they, but really, we want to wish you guys the best and a great season. And we're tickled that we were able to, you know, get this show on tonight because your big, you know, matchups are this weekend. So we wanted to publicize that, and people that are listening, wherever they're either online or on the air, can come by Logan Friday at 4 to see this Logan team play. You can see Alanis or Cameron, and they won't know who's who. Well, they yeah. I said, "Are you Alanis? Are you?"
They'll have to talk so they'll
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's right. Or you know, or Cameron. As soon as they see Cameron hit, they'll say, "Oh yeah, that's the." And then they see, you know, Alanis dig one out. Oh, that's the digger. So we, but we were really happy to have you on the show, and wish you all the best of luck. And take these next few games slowly, because you know you're on that. You're in the stretch run now. Make it last as long as you can. Yep. Okay. All right.
Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're very welcome.